expressed his condolences and deep shock in a call with Israel's president. One of over 2,000 killed in the violence was British national Jake Marlowe, who was providing security at a music festival. Hila Fakliru survived the rampage. She described what happened as she fled.
It looked like a duck range, just like they shoot everyone. It doesn't matter what is your gender, how old are you, if you're Israeli or not, if you're Jewish or not. You just, if you are alive, you're going to be dead.
Flights at Luton Airport have resumed after a huge fire ripped through a terminal car park last night. Tens of thousands of passengers have been affected after dozens of planes were diverted or delayed. The Home Secretary has announced plans to recruit more than 20,000 additional police officers in England and Wales. Swela Braverman says she wants officers to investigate every crime. Will Young says he plans to leave the country if the Tories win the next election. The singer has been at the Labour conference in Liverpool to demand a complete ban on animal testing. He first shot to fame in the reality show Pop Idol, and he says it's important TV producers look after those who appear on their programmes.
I think I was really lucky, you know, and here I am talking about care and, you know, will Labour be the party that cares? So I think talent shows will always be around. You just have to really focus on looking after the contestants because they're making a lot of money out of them.
The King and Queen will go to Kenya on a state visit at the end of this month. It will be His Majesty's first trip to a Commonwealth country as monarch. It's as the country celebrates 60 years of independence. Rob Page has given four players their senior Wales debuts in tonight's friendly against Gibraltar. A short time ago, it was goalless in the early stages in Wrexham. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM.
Good evening.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
There's only one way of life, and that's your own. Down on the city smoke and above the factory spell. Said now this is where I come when I want to be free. But it never was in this lifetime if these were stuck with me. We thought would never stop. Died to death when the punks grew up. And we choked on all our dreams. We whispered all our fears. We're running through the heartless concrete streets, chasing our ideas. Run!
Different. kicking off tonight's show, The Levellers, and from the 90s, but still as powerful now, One Way. You are with Phoenix 98 FM, community radio for Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding areas. And thank you to the Orientale crew for the last hour. They're back at 7 p.m. next Wednesday. And there's only one way forward from here. It's Curveballs O'Clock. Coming up tonight, we have an interview with a local author who goes by the name of Jester Arrow, and we'll also be chatting to Alexander Valentine about his band's new single. And it's going to be a lot of like kind of blasts from the past, because both of them have previously been on the show in bands. So lots of good throwback action going on tonight, so plenty to stay tuned for between now and 10 p.m. We'll also have the gig guide and a round of Chill with Nick. Next up, on the subject of like blasts from the past, remember when the head of Oasis's record label, Creation, Alan McGee, closed that label and opened up a new one called Pop Tones? And for a while, this band were the most successful band on it. Dug this one up from the archives. This is the Cosmic Rough Riders.
Touched her hand and I felt the same. A liberation, what's that game? She fell in love with the cousin of my friend, who said he'd be there till the end. He was a lying hippie fiend, a vegetarian, and you can't trust them. Baby, you're so free. You don't understand what it is that you mean to me. Liberation, freedom for the girls, and trendy flares and bendy perms. Those neon lights in discotheques. Doesn't always work.
No way.
Baby, you're so free. You don't understand what it is that you mean to me. Baby, what's that game now? Baby, you're so free. You don't understand what it is that you mean to me. Baby, you're so free. You don't understand what it is that you mean.
Thank you.
pedestal, and I won't shout your name out loud. I won't ask for your autograph, and we won't be the talk of the town. This time it will only be you and me. This time we'll do things more privately. Yeah, this time there'll be nothing for the world to see except love.
Two tracks in a row here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. First up, it was the Cosmic Rough Riders from sometime in the late 90s, I think, with a track entitled Baby, You're So Free. And it was from an album called Enjoy the Melodic Sunshine. And for some reason, that track just got randomly stuck in my head every so often. Not entirely sure why, but it wasn't because of that rather rude vegetarian lyric. A view definitely not shared by Phoenix FM. So yeah, just found that the other day and thought I'd play it to you. And the track you just heard was This Circus Life and Accept Love. Of course, we had This Circus Life, two of them, in the studio back in August. And I got Charlie from the band, got in touch with me earlier on this week, saying that they are releasing a Christmas single next month, which... in a sense, is very exciting, and they've sent me it and everything, but I thought I'd better spare you that just yet, because, yeah, I don't think people really like thinking about Christmas too much in October. But yes, you know, that's so we've got a Christmas song coming from This Circus Life, which I'd say I am looking forward to playing it to you, because, you know, I always look forward to playing stuff from, you know, good friends of the show. But yes, I thought I'd better spare you that just yet. Okay, crashing on. If you want to get in contact with Kerbals today, if you've got some music to recommend us, if you've got a gig that you're playing, promoting, or going to and would like to recommend us, if you'd like a shout-out, any reason that you like, then do so via all the usual means. Email is radio@phoenixfm.com. You can also find me at Nickfield Media on all the socials. We're at Phoenix FM if you want to tweet us or whatever you do on that site now. And we're on Facebook at facebook.com/curveballradio, where you can leave us a like and send us a message as well. We look forward to hearing from you. Next up, this is brand new from Read the Room. You from Read the Room here on Kerbals on Phoenix FM. You might remember we played their track Jade a few times over the last few weeks. It is from an upcoming EP of theirs called A Place Like No Other. I say upcoming, I think it came out last week according to the press blurb here. But yes, if you like the sound of that, then do go check out more Read the Room. My first guest of the evening, Jester Arrow, a local author who has just written a brand new children's book called Perky the Pigeon. And he was previously a guest on the show, so we're going to play a track by his old band first, of course. He will be coming up next, but after this, which is brand new from Lyrical Strangers.
Stereo, hear it and I feel it all flick.
New from Lyrical Strangers here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That track was entitled Mind Freeze and is brand new from them. From something brand new to a blast from the past. So coming up next will be my first interview of the evening with local author Jess Duraro. He was last on the show back in about 2015, I think it was, with Young and the Blue. And, of course, I have dug out an old Young and the Blue track to play ahead of it.
What I said I meant, but only for a second. What I said I meant, but just this once. What I said I meant, but only for a second. I've changed my mind again. It was never my intention to deceive. But have you believed something is what it isn't? It is what it isn't. All of those words that you ever heard, they were true. I'm not one to pretend. I'm not gonna pretend my life away. I'm trying to grasp each of these. What I said I meant, but only for a second. What I said I meant, but just this once. What I said I meant, but only for a second. I've changed my mind again. People say love is a simple thing, how it can bring out complete happiness. Oh, it's a blend. It's much more complex and it has me left in a state of so much confusion.
And there you have it, Young and the Blue here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and from an EP called Change Your Mind. That track was entitled Only for a Second, from, like I say, about 2015. And I caught up with the voice behind that track, Mr. Jester Arrow, as he publishes his first ever children's book entitled Perky the Pigeon. And this is what he had to say.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
You are with Phoenix 98 FM, and joining me on the line, delights me to say, is local musician and now published author, Jester Arrow. Hello there, sir. How are you doing?
Hi, Nick. Thanks very much for having me back. It's a delight to be here, and I'm doing very well. How are you?
Good, thanks. All the better for catching up. Now, I'm pretty sure the last time you were on the show was as frontman with Young and the Blue. I think this was about 2015. We have played a track of yours just before this went out, so I hope the retro value was fun for you, and hopefully you don't feel too old right now.
No, that was brilliant. It was great to hear it again and bring back the good memories of coming on the show with you. And yeah, it was a good time with the band, and I'm still keeping the music going in different forms, as you said, now writing this little book to try and inspire children to follow their dreams and go into the music biz.
Indeed. Now, of course, Young and the Blue, when you first appeared on the show, you were known as the Seagulls. But you've since moved on to a different kind of bird now, because your book is called Perky the Pigeon. So, yes, seagulls to pigeons. So I don't see that as moving up and moving down. Bird species are mostly equal anyway. So, yes, tell us about Perky the Pigeon.
Yeah, no, you're 100% correct. We were the seagulls. I obviously have a thing for, slightly annoying birds, as they're seen by a lot of people, but I do love them. They're full of character. And Perky the Pigeon, it was inspired partly because my youngest boy, Theo, his favourite animal is a pigeon. So I used to tell him lots and lots of different stories about pigeons. And then one of them that came up was this one about a pigeon that wanted to be a singer. And her name's Perky, and she follows her dreams, but it is difficult because, as you can imagine, being a pigeon, it's not easy to crack it and become a singer for a band. So she faces a number of hurdles and has to overcome them and keep trying. And what the book aims to do is to teach children to keep trying, in the face of adversity, not just give up. When you want to do something, you've got to pursue it, and it won't be easy. But if it's what you really, really want to do, you've got to, keep plugging at it and keep trying. And that's the message it's trying to send across. It's also trying to inspire, the idea of teamwork, because she meets another fellow musician and they work together. And the third kind of message within the book is inclusion. As, pigeons aren't the most, favourite animals for many people. But it's trying to send that message that, give everyone a chance as Perky finally gets given, and you'll see what they can do.
Absolutely, yes. Spoiler alert, Perky annoys a lot of people before she finds her tribe. To be honest with you, I think a lot of local musicians can probably relate to that a little more than they'd care to admit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she tries to get involved, and it goes wrong in a number of humorous ways. And as you said, being a musician and trying to plug at it for a number of years, you do, you find places where you have great success, but also you'll always have the odd funny story where it didn't quite go to plan, and you've got to sort of bounce back from that and keep going.
Yes, indeed. And I can tell you now, listeners, working in radio isn't completely different to that. So you've been on a bit of a promo tour with the Perky the Pigeon book, haven't you? So tell us about how that's been going.
Yeah, it's been good. So yeah, it was published by Candy Jar, and they gave me a few tips, and I worked with them to try and get it out there. So what I've been doing is going around local schools. I've gone around some in East London and in Essex, and been doing readings of the book to different year groups, and it's been really fun. I've read from nursery. That was a bit of a challenge. It was probably a bit too old for them, So keeping their concentration was the challenge there. But then I've gone from reception year one, year two and year three. And it's always good to hear the different interpretations of different ages. The younger children, I tend to try and focus on the teamwork aspect. And then as they get a bit older, introduce sort of, you know, never giving up and perseverance and the inclusion message. And as well as those readings, I've done sort of summer fetes, school fetes, local fire station open days, which have been really fun. And my two boys have done a couple of them with me, and we designed a golden pigeon game, which is very popular with the kids, where
awesome.
You have five pigeons, tiny little pigeons that go in five separate bags, and four of them are grey and one of them is gold. And then if you pick out the gold one, you win a copy of the book. But, you know, if you don't win, you can still buy a copy of the book, so all isn't lost. And then, yeah, alongside that, I've had a couple of articles written. One was in, I think it's the South End Echo, and another one in the Waltham Forest Gazette. And then I've been done, this is the third radio show, which, you know, I'm delighted to be on. I did BBC Essex with Ben Fryer, and what was the other one I did? I did Radio Cardiff as well, which was good. That's where the publisher's based. And now I'm with you, so... third time's the charm.
Indeed, and we are very happy to make that hat trick for you. The book is illustrated by Terry Cooper. So how did you get in touch with Terry?
So he was linked up by Candy Jar, the publisher. So they work with him. He's one of the illustrators on their books. And I saw his work on a couple of other books and said I thought he was the guy for the job. And, yeah, he came up with the perky little character who I really like. And, yeah, some of the good facial expressions in the book have really been pulled off and really brought the story to life. So, yeah, good on him.
Yes, yes. Perky is the most expressive pigeon you will ever encounter. And that is a huge credit to Terry. Really captured the story well, I thought. So where can people get their hands on the book?
So... it is on eBay, if you search Perky the Pigeon Jester Arrow. But I've also got a website where you can buy it directly, which is perkythepigeon.onlineweb.shop. And you can read a lot more about the book itself, how it came to be, and you can purchase copies. And it also, I also have an Instagram, which you know, has various pigeon stories and clips from the book and children getting involved. And that's just at Perky the Pigeon. And you can link to all the other stuff from there as well. So, yeah, plenty of little avenues.
Wonderful. And are you working on a sequel yet?
That's interesting. I've been asked that. And I had, with the children, when I've done the reading, some of them have come up with other ideas for, like, perky sequels and also other animals. It is funny you mentioned the seagulls earlier as well, because I originally also wrote another tale called Salty the Seagull, which was about a seagull who's a bit moody and trying to catch a fish, but the fish keeps evading him. And then eventually they work as a team to distract a man eating chips and steal his chips. But it was a bit long, so I've got to fine-tune that one. But you never know, there might be a seagull book out there in the future.
Bring it on, I say. Yes, people... I think people will definitely be up for that, even if they're just relating to getting their chips stolen. So as long as it doesn't bring back too many painful memories, then I dare say you could well have another hit on your hands with that. So, well, wherever you go from here, then, well, very best of luck with that. And yes, I think there's definitely some demand for hear more from Perky the Pigeon and some of her friends as well, I dare say.
No, thank you. Yeah, no, you'll be the first to hear about the seagull adventure as well. But thanks so much for having me on. It's been a pleasure to catch up with you again, Nick.
More than welcome, matey. Great to have you back. And well, we always ask people to choose one song that they'd like us to play after the interview. So what track would you like us to have? It can be literary inspired, it can be bird inspired, or it can be inspired by something else entirely.
I think we'll have to go with Park Life by Blur for the pigeon reference at the beginning.
Oh yes, Perfect choice, matey. That will be coming right up after this. But just remind us one more time where people can get their hands on the Perky the Pigeon book.
Cool. So, yeah, it's perkythepigeon.onlineweb.shop. And you can also follow Perky on Instagram, which is @PerkyThePigeon. So get involved.
Excellent. And Perky is definitely not a pigeon who will ever intimidate you. Just reference to the Blur track that's coming up next. Jester Arrow, thanks so much for joining us today. And, well, happy writing.
Yeah, thank you, Nick. See you soon.
Confidence is a preference for the habitual voyeur of what is known as a morning suit. Can be avoided if you take a route straight through what is known as John Scott Brewer's group. He gets intimidated by the dirty pigeons. They love a bit of him. Who's that gut lord marching? You should cut down on your pork life, mate. Get some exercise.
All the people.
Except on Wednesdays when I get rudely awakened by the dustman. I put my trousers on, have a cup of tea, and I think about leaving the house. I feed the pigeons, I sometimes feed the sparrows too. It gives me a sense of enormous well-being. And then I'm happy for the rest of the day. Safe in the knowledge there will always be a bit of my heart devoted to it. You know?
Park life.
And it's not about you joggers who go round and round.
And Park Life, as chosen by my first guest of the evening, Jester Arrow. Thanks for him to chatting to us earlier on in the week. And you can... Perky the Pigeon, the book, is available right now. You can find Perky the Pigeon on Instagram. It's just Perky the Pigeon, or one word. And there's also a line, a link even, to the online shop where you can get your hands on it. So, yes, and hey, maybe we'll be hearing more adventures from Perky the Pigeon very soon. Guest two of the evening, Alexander Valentine. You'll be able to hear my chat with him in a couple of tracks' time. But first up, I'm going to play you this, which is brand new from Under One Sun.
L-A-T-E-R, how do we come this far? So much better. L-A-T-E-R, how'd we come this far? L-A-T-E-R, sounds so
you said before. I remember what you said.
Brand new from Under One Sun here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That track was entitled Later, and that came out last Friday. So available. You don't have to wait any later to get it. Pun intended. Ba-dum-tish. Right. Crashing on. And you know what? Let's get into our second interview of the evening. I had a rare old chat with Alexander Valentine, a.k.a. Matt, earlier on in the week. Alexander Valentine have just released a new single entitled Villain, which we will hear very shortly. And, of course, Matt from the band was previously a guest on this show many years ago, as part of both Harper and before that, the 54s, who both made lots of waves on the local Essex scene. And, well, it was fantastic to catch up with Matt and see what he'd been up to and hear some new stuff. So that will be Matt from Alexander Valentine coming up next.
Phoenix FM.
The business of good times, they never come easy.
You are with Curples on Phoenix FM, and it delights me to say now that we're joined by another old friend of the show, Matt, aka Alexander Valentine. Good evening, Matt.
Hello, Nick. How are you doing?
I am good, thank you, matey. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you very much. I'm really happy to be on air with Curveballs again, because it feels like forever, and in many ways it has been.
Yes, it's been it's probably been like the best part of a decade, and a lot's happened since then. I don't know how much you remember about being in Harper and before that the 54s.
Good memories for sure.
Yes, you were a young whippersnapper, and you had lots going on. I was very jealous, you know. When I was in my late teens, I was just trying not to fail exams. You know, it's just like having hobbies outside of education was basically unheard of for me. So yes, I was always impressed by that. But
maybe if I could just interject, maybe I should have spent a bit more time trying not to fail my exams.
Maybe. So since you were last on with Harper, did you take a bit of a break from music?
Well, it wasn't necessarily a break. I wouldn't say I'm the kind of person to ever really take a break from music in some capacity, like whether that means like I'm not writing songs for a period of time, or if I'm not playing anything for a little bit. I'm definitely like one of the people that's always kind of got a guitar, or I've been trying to get better at the piano and trying to do other instruments and stuff. And I guess I've kind of been trying to get a bit better over that time. But at the same time, I guess it was also in many ways a break for a lot of different reasons. When Harper broke up, it was kind of an interesting period of transition for me personally. I wasn't quite seeing the end of that band being the time when it was, but it happened, and I took a bit of time. I kind of always kept writing, and it eventually got to the point where I thought I've got to kind of start doing this in front of people again, because it becomes a tree falling in the woods situation where you're like, well, I'm writing, I've got all these songs and I know that I do it, but what's the use in doing it if you're not kind of sharing it, especially when it's music. And I've always kind of thought, well, you should always just do it for you, which I do. And I think I'm doing it more for me now more than ever, with this being a new project and it being a new opportunity to kind of show what I've been up to, really.
Excellent. Good stuff. So when it came to putting together the sound of Alexander Valentine, how did you approach Alexander Valentine compared to previous projects that you've been in?
I think that with the 54s and with Harper, there was this element of it being four guys in a room, and there were always, maybe if there were skeletons of songs, there would have to be other bits that other band members contributed, in which it was, well, what use is a skeleton without muscles as well? And I always kind of, I think towards the end of Harper, I was getting more into self-production, definitely, but also the idea of creating a whole body of work that was as close to being all me as possible. And I've always been really lucky to be around people that are really passionate about making music and seeing where different types of music can go. I guess that the difference is that as time has gone along, I think I've become a bit more comfortable in my own skin with kind of being the singer in the band. I definitely felt more like that in Harper than I did in the 54s, where in the 54s I was like the youngest in the band. I think I was still kind of finding my feet creatively. And now with Alexander Valentine, the idea is that you're kind of, you are putting flares on the ideas of what you originally had and kind of throwing forward this idea of like, well, if I was to turn the faders up on all aspects of what I love up to 10, then what could that be? And presenting Alexander Valentine as a character that is maximized in that I wanted it to show as much the flaws as it does the amazing sides of music. So whether that's kind of the stage show is a little bit different, and we're definitely pulling in more aspects of different instruments, like we've got keys and we're adding synthesizers, and I'm playing acoustic guitar as well as electric guitar, and I suppose as well the difference is with the 54s and Harper is that we played the songs that we recorded live the way that we recorded them.
I can imagine, yeah.
But with Alexander Valentine, when I'm in the studio, I'm very much in the headspace of like, I need to present my vision for this. But when you take it into a room with five other people, accepting that that's going to show up in different ways. So we've got there are five other incredibly talented musicians in the band, and I didn't want it to be like, just play these songs the way that I've written them, guys. I wanted it to be like, right, so these are the tunes, but I want you to bring that aspect to yourself, what you like about the song, or what I want us to kind of see how that works in the context of a show as well. So the show being at the moment a nice tight half an hour, what we can do to kind of showcase everybody's talents on stage, as well as also kind of putting forward the ethos of Alexander Valentine, which I think is a lot clearer than both the 54s and Harper. It feels already a lot more realized and ready to go.
Excellent. Sounds fantastic. So who else is in the band with you, and how did you all get together?
Great. So in the band, so on bass, we've got a friend of the band that we've just been mates with for a little bit now. Her name is Soraya Gomez. She's a fantastic bass player. We've got on guitar Ethan Faith, who's a good friend of mine. We met through my younger brother, because he went to university with him, and he does a lot of really interesting things with his solo music as well. And we're also in a band together called Your French Girlfriend, or he writes the songs for that band. And on keyboard and electric guitar as well, we've got Robert Carter. Rob was in Mango Stone and was also in the band Curse, and we've known each other for a long time now, for about 15 years, and we're really, really good friends. We're really close. And then on drums, we've got Lennon Donaldson, who is a new member of the band. He's only joined over the last month or so, but he is a new friend and a really, really talented musician. He's from up in Scotland, and he's in another band called Jupiter Strange, who are great. And then on synthesizers and percussion duties, we've got old friend Greg Hummel, aka Appaday, who I was talking to a friend one of his shows the other day actually, and they described him as the Gatsby of the London music scene, in that he's got his fingers in so many different pies. And
he really has listeners.
Yeah. And his album, actually, if I could give his album a plug, that is a really incredible piece of work that I'm not surprised he's put together something so brilliant and cohesive, but it always amazes me the things that he can do. And just so lucky that he's kind of jumped in to this project so much, because Greg was the first person that I kind of presented Alexander Valentine to, and when we recorded the song that's out now, The Villain, that's Greg playing the drums and some keys on that as well. So it was really great to kind of, for Greg to be the first, said, I've got these songs, would you kind of be interested in in at least, if nothing else, kind of laying them down together. And he just, I'm sure he does it with everybody, but everybody he meets in music, but he was just like, yeah, let's do it, it's great. And it's been really great just being in a band where everyone's been so supportive of each other and has got other things going on. And that all kind of the idea of it being put together as a band did kind of come from Greg's reaction, really, of Greg being like, yeah, this is really good, you should keep doing it. Like, it was very much, he said, you should keep doing this. And over Christmas we met up and he said, we need to be doing it. Like, he said, it's very strange that we're not, that this isn't happening yet. So this year has kind of all been about bringing Alexander Valentine to life, which has been amazing so far. I feel so lucky to be doing it still, you know, and doing it again and it feeling like a new thing.
Absolutely. And it's so good to see you back out and, you know, talking about it with the passion that you are. And yeah, absolutely fantastic. And I definitely need to check out that Appaday album. At the time of recording this, I have not yet heard it, so I'm going to put that right very shortly.
I've put this, there's a song that I've added to my artist playlist on Spotify that is called Everything That Happens From Now On. Everything That Happens From Now On, yeah. And it's an amazing piece of work. And he's incredible. I can't sing his praises enough. I'm forever grateful that we've known each other for so long now, and it just feels like second nature working together. And
indeed.
Yeah, it's great. But yeah, like, doing it, it feels weird like when we say, like, doing it again, because you and I both know that I've been doing it for a minute. It all feels brand new again, and it feels like a real opportunity to kind of just jump into something creatively that maybe I haven't done so deeply before, which is great.
Indeed. And that brings us to my next question, because we need to talk a little bit about the persona of Alexander Valentine, because it has gotten to the stage where at venues people are calling you Alex, which I imagine is very confusing. You're not having too much of an identity crisis for all the good that this music is doing you. So tell us about how the persona came about.
Well, I-